Hey, tune in to 94.9 The Fan as the Nashville Sounds. They're going to play, too, against the Durham Bulls today at First Horizon Park. Pre-game at 5:20, the first pitch for Game 1 at 5:35. Coverage also available on the Game Nashville app and the GameNashville.com. Sounds Baseball on 94.9 The Fan is presented by Twin Peaks and Family Leisure. Chase and Big Joe live today at the Nashville Super Speedway. Almost said the old one. The Cracker Barrel 400 race weekend. Got to get used to that. Coming up a month from now, May 30th through June the 1st. Put all that together. It's usually a little later in the summer. But Katie Myers is here. She is the director of marketing here at Nashville Super Speedway and has put on this fun event, Wheels and Heels, presented by Hunt Brothers Pizza, that is going to be happening here in just a few minutes in this beautiful new media center. What's up?
What's up, guys? Two of my favorite people.
So full disclosure, I've known Katie for over almost 15 years. We went to college together at MTSU. We go way back. She watched Joe on TV just like I did, and
she does
a great job now here at the Nashville Super Speedway. So tell us more about this event that you've put together.
Yeah, so Wheels and Heels started just with an idea about a year and a half ago. I came to my friend January at the City Lifestyle magazine in Lebanon, and I said, hey, I want to put on this event focused towards women, and I want to do it at the racetrack. I want to share that there are women working in motorsports, but I also want to encourage, empower, and create community amongst women in Middle Tennessee. And hey, let's raise money for charity at the same time. And January jumped right in. She said, okay, let's do it. So this is our second year. The amount of money that we have raised so far is astronomical. We've raised over $20,000 just in this year alone.
Nice.
For Speedway Children's Charities. All of that money goes directly back to the children here in Middle Tennessee, and I just could not be more excited for everything that we have just done and the way that we've grown over the last year.
Yeah, and that's Speedway Children's Charities is a big thing with Speedway Motorsports, the parent company of the Nashville Super Speedway, and I know you as a giving person, that's got to be the best part, is being able to give back. Now, I mean, it's a fun event. You're going to have a lot of people here, but being able to give back has to be cool.
Yeah, absolutely, and you know, it's not just giving back to Speedway Children's Charities, it's also giving back to women. You know, I think the charity aspect in all Speedway Children's Charities is Speedway Motorsports.
Well, that didn't work right. That didn't work the way I wanted it to.
Well, it's Katie Myers in stereo.
My bad. Well, I'm trying to set up a camera, and it didn't go
that's
as planned.
Okay. But so let me ask you this, Katie. When it's been a success, were you the trepidation starting us out, kind of be like, oh my God, is anybody going to show up? What if two people show up? But it was a success.
That's how I felt last year. I was really, really nervous. Anytime you throw a party, you don't know if people are going to show up. And no, this isn't a party. It's an event, but same concept.
Sure.
You don't know if people are going to show up. And last year, we did it in the garage, and it was full. This year, the event is sold out, and it's been sold out for several weeks now. And so I just could not be more thrilled that so many people in the community have gotten behind the mission to support the children, but also to, again, just encourage and empower women.
Isn't that a great misnomer, that women don't care about auto racing? Because if you come out on race day and I walk through the garage, which is to our left over here, it's packed with women.
Yeah.
Packed.
It's, you know, in Speedway Motorsports alone, we own and operate 11 of NASCAR's tracks. We have so many women on our staff, and that's just considered front office. But yeah, down in the pits, you have women on these teams, and their training is insane. I mean, they're getting up at 4 a.m., they're lifting, they're preparing, because they're back there flinging tires, you know, fueling these cars. It's absolutely insane. And then you look at the broadcast side. Jamie Little is going to be here in a little while. I think correct me if I'm wrong, but I think she's the only woman that's ever been in the play-by-play booth for the NASCAR Craftsman Truck Series race. And then she's on the pits for the NASCAR Cup Series races. You know, I mean, women are all over this sport, and not to mention the drivers. You've seen Haley Deegan. We've worked with Logan Misuraca, who's done the ARCA Menard Series. She was here last year. So there are women all over the motorsports industry.
Yeah, and I mean, Jamie's fantastic, because she'll do IndyCar, she'll do NASCAR. I mean, she's done it at all. Noah Gragson going to be here as well, who, look, if you watch NASCAR and you're looking for personality, Noah is not missing personality. He certainly has it.
No, and I distinctly remember, gosh, I think it was, what, 2 years ago, he showed up here with the mullet.
Yep.
He had on just this white jumpsuit, and I mean, my goodness, talk about personality. So I'm super excited. He's going to be here. He's going to give some of our lucky guest pace car laps. Me personally, I don't know that I would want to get in the car with him. I've been in the car with the driver and I felt like I was on a roller coaster, so I think I would pass, but somebody is in for a thrill.
Do you have to put the full helmet and everything on to get in?
Not a pace car.
Not in the pace car.
Thank
yes,
goodness.
Not like what you guys did.
Good Lord. I think I'm still stuck getting out of that car from 3 years ago.
I think
ago.
Your head is still hanging out.
Oh, it took forever to me to get in and out.
If people that aren't here, if they want to help with Speedway Charities, how can they do that?
Yeah, so they can either go to NashvilleSuperSpeedway.com and find our Speedway Children's Charities link, or they can go to directly to SpeedwayChildrensCharities.org, I believe, and they can find our Nashville chapter and donate that way.
And also, if you don't have your tickets yet, Cracker Barrel 400 weekend, NashvilleSuperSpeedway.com or 866 Race Ticks, and you can get those tickets. So it's going to be fun with the Craftsman Truck Series, the Xfinity Series, and the Cup Series, all under the lights.
So does that mean, because I'm all about the food, as you know, that race week that Cracker Barrel will have food here in the Media Center?
You know, I'm not going to make any promises.
You can make them.
I'm not going to make any promises.
Make some calls.
Right.
But I would venture to say there may or may not be biscuits. Just
okay, right. We like biscuits. We are a big fan of the biscuits.
But I'll take anything. Cracker Barrel, I'd like to have.
What's your favorite food at Cracker Barrel?
Is it the Uncle Herschel breakfast? Is that what it's called? The
with all the things.
Yeah, all the things. I love that.
Yeah.
But I will tell you this right now: the chicken and dumplings at Cracker Barrel are to die
elite.
For.
Oh
yeah,
elite.
Yeah.
So if you could pull that. Katie, we appreciate it.
Hash brown casserole.
I'll see what I can do. I'll see what I can do.
Aren't we sad? I'm so sorry.
No, we're fantastic. Katie, thank you. Congratulations. It's going to be a great event. Thanks for having us here today.
Thanks, guys. We appreciate you.
Katie Myers, Director of Marketing, Nashville Super Speedway. Again, NashvilleSuperSpeedway.com for more information. Coming up next, Lance Guidry. He was the defensive coordinator last year at the University of Miami. He saw Cam Ward every day in practice. We will get his thoughts on the probably future Titans quarterback. Coming up next, Chasing Big Joe, 102.5, 106.3, The Game.